Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be with you again and share the Word of God with you today. I hope and pray that the broadcast today will be a blessing to you. I hope and pray that you'd have an open mind, open heart, and be ready to receive what God wants to speak to you about. I tell you, that's what we got to be. We got to be ready. We got to be open. We got to be honest. And we want to see ourselves. And I tell you, we got to be honest with the Lord. He already knows us. He already knows where we stand. But God's waiting on us to be honest where we stand. As God, He'll show us where we stand if we'll let Him. And I tell you, He'll take this Bible here. And I tell you, this Bible is so quick and powerful. And it's so sharp that it's sharper than a two-edged sword. I tell you, it will divide the soul and spirit, joint and marrow. And it will give us a discerning, the very secret intent of our heart. That's how God knows us. He knows us anyhow. He knows the heart of man. And He knows that we're no good and we're wretched and vile and depraved. I tell you, that's why He gave His Son to die for us. But God knows every man. I tell you, the problem is man don't know himself. Man don't know himself. God knows us, but man don't know himself. And the only way we can know ourselves and see ourselves is by taking heed thereto according to this word. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the word. And I tell you, this word's going to let us know our problems. And know where our problem lies, where we can cleanse ourselves from our problems. And so that's what we have to do. The Bible tells us that every man's ways are right in his own eyes. And you see, that's just in man to be that way. And the only way we're going to see where we stand with the Lord, and if we're doing what we ought to be doing, I tell you, is by His word here and listening to Him. The Spirit of the Lord will deal with our hearts. And I'm thankful that He does. I want Him to deal with me. I tell you, I don't want to be blinded by no means, and I don't want the devil to captivate me and captivate my mind and where I can't see myself and just going around with being beat down and just totally blinded by the devil. Now, I won't never be blinded about salvation. I know the Lord saved me, and He gave me eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand, but I tell you, this old flesh of ours, if we don't correct the error of our ways, we'll just forget what manner of person we are. When we get into the looking piece, the mirror, and if we don't, it gets our reflection. If we don't get honest about what we see, we'll go our way. We'll become blinded, and we'll become double-minded, and we won't be able to receive anything from God. And so we must really be honest about ourselves as we hear the Word of God. And I tell you, I'm thankful that we have it today. And I'm thankful for all the patriarchs of old and all that spoke the word, the prophets and all the scribes. And I tell you, all those that penned it down is what I'm trying to say and recorded the word of God. And I tell you, all that God used, all that paid the price, I tell you, for us to have this Bible here and have all these good writings and all these examples that we have to go by. And I tell you, it is food from heaven, this Bible. It feeds our soul. I tell you, it does convict us. It does let us see ourselves. And when we're honest with the Lord and we repent, I tell you, there's fellowship with Him. I tell you, we have fellowship with the Father through Jesus Christ. You see, He made the way that we could have access unto the Father. Jew and Gentile, He made the way. For through Him we both have access, Jew and Gentile, by one Spirit unto the Father. And I tell you, we have fellowship with the Father through Jesus Christ. And He's that middle one between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. Now the Bible tells us that He's the great high priest in the book of Hebrews. And tells us that He is the great high priest, the one that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, all points tempted as we are, but yet without sin. And therefore we can come boldly to the throne of grace. In a time of help, in a time of trouble, in a time of need, we can come unto Him because He knows us. The high priest knew the people. And God knows us. Jesus knows us. He knows our heart. And the Word of God makes these things known unto us. But I tell you, He can see us. He is the Word. He's the Word, the written Word. You see, He became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is the Word. And the Bible said His Word is so quick and powerful, it lets us see ourselves. You see, it gives us a discerning of the very secret intent and thought of the heart. And I'm thankful that He does. But we've got to be honest about it. where God can help us, where He can deal with us, and we can have fellowship with the Father through Jesus Christ. We can have this great fellowship. When I got saved, I tell you, He sealed me with His Holy Spirit. I tell you, He forgave me, and I mean just cleaned me up on the inside, gave me a new heart, and made me a new creature. And I tell you, I've been walking in newness of life. It's by grace that I'm saved. It's only by the grace of God. I sure wasn't good enough. There's no way I could obtain it. No one can. We're born in sin. We're born helpless. We're born in a bad condition. And I tell you, only hope we have that we would hear this Bible, hear this word, and understand that grace may be given unto us. And see, Jesus is this grace. The word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus. So we have grace, and I'm thankful we have access by faith into this grace and to where we stand. But on that, we have access unto the Father because of the great high priest. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one. There's only one name given among heaven whereby we all must be saved. It's only one. He's the only one Messiah. It's not through any other person, any other man. And I know people, and they have their own gods, and they'll boast themselves upon their gods, and always been that way. The prophets of Baal, they served the god of Baal, and I tell you, other gods too, just all through the Word of God, all through the history of time. And I tell you, the dead gods and people died in sin and went to hell. But the God I serve is the God of all the earth. And the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, He is the way, He's the truth, and the life. And I know He ever lives. He's the only one that got up from the grave. He's the only one that had power over that. You see, because He gave His life. Nobody took it, but He gave it. But He come into this world to die for sinners such as you and me, that we can be reconciled back to God, and we can have access unto the Father by Jesus Christ. You see, Jew and Gentile, you see, made the way that by one Spirit we can have access unto the Father. Isn't that wonderful today? I'm thankful to know that today that I'm saved. I'm eternally saved because Jesus, when He does something right, He does it the first time. He don't have to keep doing it. When He saves us, He seals us with His Holy Spirit, and no man's able to pluck us out of His hand. I'm not able to pluck myself out of the hand of the Lord Jesus, even if I wanted to, and I would never want to do that. I tell you, if you've ever been saved, I tell you, you don't regret being saved. You love the Lord. He done something for you on the inside that nothing else could do. I tell you, He loved us, and I tell you, that's what makes me love Him, like the Word of God tells us. I love Him because He first loved me. He first loved me. You see, He found me. I didn't find Him. He found me. I was lost. He wasn't lost. I was lost, you see. And I tell you, He found me. I tell you, He dealt with me just like I was. He drew me with cords of love. He spoke the word unto me. The word of God was spoken and preached. And I tell you, it fell on the good ground of my heart. I saw my condition then, you see, because this word is a light. The Bible said the God of this word had blinded the God of this world has blinded the minds, unless the good news, the light of the good news of the glorious gospel, should shine unto them. You see, that's what happened. The light of the good news of the glorious gospel shone into my darkened soul. I was blinded, dark, and dim, and had no understanding, totally lost, and I had no hope. You see, I didn't have it, but thank God through Jesus. By Jesus, grace, you see, He is grace, and He saved me by His grace, and it's not a works, you see. I knew when I came to Him by hearing the word, I knew that I didn't have any good work I could bring. There's nothing I could come and boast in. There's nothing I could come and say, Lord, you know me, you know how good I am, you know what I've done in your name. No, I had to come and say, God, I'm a sinner, I'm lost, I deserve to go to hell. And I realized by hearing the word, I'm lost and I need to be saved. Forgive me of my sins, dear Jesus, and forgive me, Lord. I want to be saved. I want my heart changed, and I want to live for you, Lord. And I tell you, when I prayed like that, and I really meant it, I tell you, He had mercy on me. It was very quick. I tell you, it was very simple. I tell you, when I got ready to be saved above life itself, then I got saved. When I tell you, wanted Him, I tell you, I didn't let nothing hinder me from being saved. I just cried out to Him with all my heart, And when I did, I tell you, he heard me. He heard my cry. He heard me. He heard my prayer, you see. God hears the prayer of repentance, you see, from a sinner. I tell you, I couldn't come and pray for other people because I was lost myself. And I tell you, I couldn't come and pray with confidence. You see, my heart condemned me of sin. I couldn't come to God and believe God that I would have the petitions that I asked of Him when I was lost. I tell you, you can't do that. But you can come and pray the prayer of repentance and ask God to have mercy and save you and give you a new heart. And I tell you, He will. I tell you, He don't just save you and seal you with His Holy Spirit. He keeps you. I tell you, all these blessed benefits that He gives us, daily loads us with benefits, and the grace He gives us, and all of that, the access unto the Father through Him, the fellowship that we have. I tell you, that's what makes me happy. I tell you, Jesus makes me happy. I tell you, I serve Him, and I'm thankful I serve a God. I tell you, that's alive and real, and something that I can feel. I mean, I feel this. I tell you, this is not just something in my mind. This is something, it's in the depths of my soul. I tell you, I know what I'm speaking today is the absolute truth. No one can tell me any different. What I'm preaching today, I know to be the truth. I tell you, it's got alive in me. It's got alive in my heart. I know God's real. People are too late to tell me that God is not real. I know He's real because He's alive and real to me in my heart. And I see Him from day to day. I see Him. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. You see, I see His handiwork. And I see all that He's made and created. You see, and all that, when He saved my soul, I tell you, when He loved me, I tell you, when I was unlovely, He loved me when I was yet a sinner, ungodly, had no hope. He loved me and cared for me. And like this song said, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. No one ever cared for me like Him. No one ever loved me like Him. But I'm thankful that He did. And I want to love Him more. I want to give the Lord thanks. And I want to serve Him in a better way. I want to have a closer walk with Him. I want to have His power on me. I tell you, I want to be able to have a full, strong fellowship with God each and every day. And I tell you, I have that desire, and He does help me. And I do have some fellowship, but it's not all it needs to be. I want it to be. I want to be full. I want my cup to be full. I want my cup to run over. I want Him to fill me with His Spirit and His power for the need of precious souls. They're dying in sin and going to hell each and every day. If we don't help them, if we don't win them, if we don't pray them in, they're going to lose their souls. And we can't pray them in. We can't be a good example unto them if we can't see ourselves, if we can't get honest about ourselves, if we don't take heed to the Word of God. God have mercy. The Bible said, not he that hears the Word is just, but he that is a doer, just hears and does it. You see, that's what it's all about. We got to hear the Word, see ourselves, and we got to act on it. You see, and the Lord leading God direct our paths. My friend today, my time so quickly come and gone. I hope and pray if you've never been saved, never been born again, that you get down and pray and call on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, He'll have mercy upon you, and He'll forgive you, and He'll give you a fellowship. He'll give you His Spirit, and you'll be able to serve God and have access unto the Father and have full fellowship and be able to walk in newness of life. God bless you. I see my time's gone. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.